Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
call.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Bringing unto you once again the divine word of truth. I just thank those of you that so graciously allowed me into your living room space. Hallelujah. In your work area. Then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I just thank those of you that so graciously that's continually to stay with this program. Because I tell you, it may not look like it's going anywhere, but I'll tell you one thing, God is moving by his mighty power and strength. And I just hope and pray that all of you had a beautiful day and continually to experience a beautiful day today in your family circle. Hallelujah. And all is well with you and yours. And I just want you to allow me, hallelujah, to bring unto you an opening prayer. And when we come across these airways, we don't fail to acknowledge and give reverence to our Lord and Savior and our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we want to recognize him on today and every day that we tend to exist. We want to recognize God as our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and acknowledge God at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this place is not our home. This is just a temporary holdover. But a God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we'll continue to come and mount up from the four corners of this earth, God, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on today, God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'd be so gracious to give you all the glory, all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get close to your radio dial on the day. I want you to get your seat, get your chip and your dip and everything to sip. Get your computer components. I'd like you to get your computer, your laptop, your digital iPhone, and whatever digital devices that you have at your fingertips. And I want you just to engage in the service on today. And our sermon on today entitled, Faith See God at Work. I want to say that one more time. Faith See God at Work. Hallelujah. And you might ask, Overseer Ward, what do you mean, faith see God at work? We know that if we ever want to move God in the midst of our lives, may it be our personal life or our social life, hallelujah, our pastoral life, in order to please God, we must have faith in God that God will do what he said he would do. We know that God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent. So we know that every word that come out of the mouth of God is true, and it has been tried. Hallelujah. And in every area of his divine word, starting from the law of Genesis, then ending from the law of Revelation. And so we're going to go into our first key scripture on today. And it reads like this. You are mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the Son of Man. That scripture reading coming out of the law of Jeremiah 32:19. All right, we're going to go on down to our second key scripture for today. And it reads like this. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercy? That scripture reading is coming out of Psalms 77:9. Hallelujah. And sometimes it doesn't take much to get us down, does it? An unkind remark from a friend, bad news from the auto mechanic, a financial setback, or misbehaving child can put a cloud or gloom over everything, even on the sunny day. But you know, in the midst of it all, you and I should be joyful. Everything seems to be against you. Making simple tasks seems to be a struggle. But David tells us, he said that we must have been feeling that way when he wrote the Psalm of 6. He felt weak and sickly. Trouble, verse 3. Forsaken, verse 4. Weary, verse 6. And grief-stricken, verse 7. But when he knew what to do, when he was down, he looked up and trusted God to take care of him and to see him through. And like David, you and I, on today, on tomorrow, this hour, this minute, this second, this moment, this day, we must put our trust in Jesus. We must put our absolute confidence. I know the devil wants to tie up my tongue, but he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. But we must put our absolute confidence in God. Not worried, not leaning to the left, not the right. But to believe God that what we ask, he shall do it. He said, if you have the faith to tell this mountain to move here or there, then it will move. So just know that you have the power. You have that Holy Ghost power to speak to that mountain, speak to that demon, speak to that alcoholicism, speak to that troubled child, speak to that alcoholic husband, speak peace to your situation. And it all began with the mindset that we can exercise. And that is, my friend, my brother, my sister, faith. Faith, see God at work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when we look up and focus on God, something good happens, doesn't it? We get our eyes off ourselves and gain a new appreciation of him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I would encourage you that are out there in my listening digital audience on today, the next time you're down, try looking up to God. He is sovereign. Read in the law of Psalms 47:8. He loves you. You can go on down to 1 John 4:9 through 10. He considers you special. Then walk a little bit further on down to the law of Matthew 6:26. He has a purpose for your life, for your trials. You can go down to James 1 and 2 through 4. Yes, life can seem unbearable at times. Hallelujah, but don't let it get you down. I want to encourage you all today to meditate on God's goodness. Talk to God and know that he hears you. Go to the law of Psalm 6 and 9. That will give you strength to get up when you're down. Hallelujah. Come, ye desolate, where ye languish, come to the mercy seat. Fervently kneel. Here, bring your wounded heart. Here, tell your anguished earth that has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So I want to encourage you on today, when life knocks you to your knees, you're in a good position to pray. And we know sometimes faced with questions, is Jesus enough in our relationship with Christ? Is it sufficient to sustain you and I? Will he be enough to help you and I? When we go on living, can we go on living? Does God really care? The answer is yes. It seems more than you and I can bear sometimes. But then he added, the Lord is with us, with you and with us and with me. And it is a wonderful feeling because he is helping you and I. And we know that in this, in your darkest time, in your darkest hour, your darkest day, hallelujah, we can be able to know and understand and find out that Jesus will be there. And he had never left. God will be there. He will be near to all who call upon him. We know that many of us will face moments, hallelujah, when we will wonder if we can go on in our life. If our health fail, if our job disappear, if we lose those closest to us, can we and will we find our relationship with the Lord real enough to keep us present and pressing forward? We know that the psalmist reminds you and I of God's presence and faithfulness. When he was deeply depressed, he cried out, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper." God gave him healing and comfort. And as believers, you and I, as children of God, and believers in Jesus Christ, we will never lack what we need to persevere. The Lord will always be near. Though tempted and sadly discouraged, my soul to this refuge will flee and rest in the blessed assurance that my grace is sufficient for thee. Faith in all sufficient Christ enable you and I to press on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that the love of God was visible, demonstrating in Jesus when he was there on earth and stooping to wash the feet of his disciples. He mirrored the submission step that he took when he left heaven and became a man. He healed the sick. He endured bitter hatred at his reward. He died like a criminal on a Roman cross. His endurance and these acts of kindness reflect God's love for you and I. For Jesus said that he who has seen me has seen the Father. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 14 and 9. Jesus is no longer with us in his physical body. He now sits at God's right hand in heaven. Hallelujah. So if God love you and I is to be embodied today, it must be done through Christians. It is being done through you and I. More like the master, I would live and grow. More of his love, no other I would show. More self-denial, like his in Galilee. More like the master I long to ever be. My life helps paint my neighbor's picture of God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And when sometime, we know that sometime big happen, a blessing, or even a tragedy. we can recognize it immediately and respond with praise or pleading to God. When we find a long sought after Job, hear of a loved one coming to Jesus, or get bad news from the doctor, we think of God and turn to Him. But in the little things, the routine, the mundrum of the details, it's easy for you and I to overlook that He is working. We can look into the law of Jeremiah 32 and 19. God is at work in the big and the little things of our forecast. The big stuff, which is visible and colorful, is called duff, and partially decayed organic matters of leaves and sticks that cover the forecast and the forest floor. But if you and I break back the duff, you will find all sort of important little things happening. Hallelujah. The soil is rich and dark, and it's the smell of life. It is filled with tiny plants, insects, and a variety of fungi. There under the duff, they are performing an important function. For with them, God is building the future forest. The Lord works admirably with His people, of course, His eyes on the big issues of life. But He also at work under the duff through our everyday activity, preparing for us the significant tasks He has planned for you and I. So when the mundrum set you down, thank God for what's under the duff. We can give thanks in everything and say, Lord, let your will be done. Not thy will, but let thine will be done in our lives. For God's at work in everything to make us like His Son. So our sermon today is Faith See God at Work. Hallelujah. This is our last scripture reading. And I noticed that there was a grave marking bearing only these words: a soldier of the great war known unto God. The cemetery was surrounded on three sides by stone pounds bearing the name of 20,000 soldiers who fell in battle. Imagine the loneliness of men dying in war, and the anguish of families grieving at home was overpowered. There may be times in yours and mine in our life when we feel forgotten and alone. Like the psalmist, we cry out, will the Lord cast out forever? And will He be favorable no more? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His tender mercy? We know that the psalmist's answer to feeling abandoned came in remembrance of all that God has done in the past, meditating on His wondrous work and speaking of it to others. And I want you to know today, in your darkest moment, you can and we can remember the words of Jesus: are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins? Not one of them is forgotten before God, but the very hair on your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more importance than many sparrows. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 12 and 6 through 7. We are never forgotten by God. So I want you to remember this one thing before closing. When trials loom or death is near, in Christ we can confide. We never need to feel alone. He's always at our side. In every desert of trial, God has an oasis of comfort. In an ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to impact your mind and infuse your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old Shepherd Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged and send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We are going to now change the dimensions of our program, bringing unto you Hymns of Zion to impact your spirit and bless your heart. Listen and be inspired. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Be blessed.
Yeah. Sing it again with power, with Thank you. See you, Eagle.